Project Hope has provided outreach to those in need in the wake of last year's storm disaster. Crisis counselors went door to door in Clinton and Essex counties to assure that everyone who needed help received aid. Project Hope program coordinator Gretch Sando.
The best thing about Project Hope is that we go to where folks are. Folks have trouble asking for help. Going door to door to check on folks has been very effective. That was the missing link in services in the two counties. No other agencies were able to go door to door.
Project Hope crisis counselor Fred Balzac.
When Irene hit, there was a tremendous response from town and county and state agencies and of course, the federal agency, FEMA. But their focus was largely on the sort of practical side of things. And we were dealing with the emotional fallout that is often overlooked in the wake of these things.
Project Hope team leader and crisis counselor Dale Dowdle says more than a year later, they are still encountering people in need.
There's still a lot of frustration amongst people. There's still a lot of physical recovery, emotional recovery. There is anxiety towards the weather at this point that they may not have had prior to the storm coming. Many people tell us it's the sound of the water rushing through the river that they'll always remember. So there's a lot of triggers at this time, and some of those are the needs that we're addressing with our program.
Even now in October, nearly 14 months since the storm, we're still finding people who, for one reason or another, were not reached by either Project Hope early on or other agencies. Some of those people were displaced by the storm. The other outstanding issue is the buyout process is still happening, and there's people who are waiting for the determination, and that's 14 months later.
After 14 months in the field, Project Hope is shutting down. Dale Dowdle explains that the intent was that Project Hope would be a one-year program.
It's come to an end, but it is being passed on to other resources, to Catholic Charities, to a disaster case management program that is in place at this point.
Program coordinator Gretch Sando says Project Hope had a specific role in Irene recovery that is now completed.
We entered at a time when the tremendous community effort that came together immediately following to help clean up, and when that starts to diminish and folks have to go back to work and have to go back to their daily lives, there's this sense of overwhelm of what's left. So there was a specific reason why Project Hope started when it did. Many people didn't know about the help that was available in communities because they hadn't needed help before. That was another part of our role, is to really help connect people to communities and empower folks. And we've largely done that. It's time for us to transition those services to the disaster case manager.
Project Hope services were provided through the Mental Health Association in Essex County and administered by the State Office of Mental Health through a federal grant from FEMA and the Substance Abuse Mental Health Administration Services. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.